USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The race for the White House in the home stretch. Both presidential candidates spent Sunday in battleground states trying to stir up last-minute support. President Trump told supporters in Michigan that former Vice President Biden's stance on NAFTA cost the state jobs.
Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars. Michigan lost half of its auto job thanks to Biden's NAFTA and China disasters.
And at an event in Philadelphia, Biden criticized the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic, calling it almost criminal.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. It's almost criminal the way he has handled it. On day one of my presidency, I'm going to put in action a plan I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Fire crews in northern Colorado are still trying to tamp down the two largest wildfires in the state's history, even as many areas have seen several inches of snow in recent days. Officials say that nearly 700 structures have been burned by the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires, but crews are still working to assess the full scale of the damage done by the blazes. The East Troublesome fire is still only 30% contained, while the larger Cameron Peak fire is 64% contained. Texas has shattered early voting records. More people have voted early than in total back in 2016.
More Texans have voted in the 18-day early voting period than in the entire 2016 presidential election. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, reports that around 803,000 voted early there. Tarrant County, home to Fort Worth, around 674,000. In Houston or Harris County, it shattered its 2016 totals as well with the help of 8 24-hour polling locations. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The status of another coronavirus stimulus package is way up in the air. Tim Berg has the details from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
COVID-19 relief negotiations are dead for the time being. Some people seem to think something could be done after the election. Democrats think not so much. Republicans, including the White House, believe something needs to be done after the election. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow telling Fox News the White House is willing to negotiate.
It's tragic, frankly, that Speaker Pelosi is putting politics ahead of helping hardworking Americans. President Trump and his congressional negotiators have come closer to Pelosi's position three different times. We've been willing to compromise. We've been willing to make some concessions, and she won't budge. But what I would say is we're definitely not going to let us get to the end of the year without getting some sort of aid to the American people. President Trump will use any levers that he has to make sure that the American people who are hurt get the assistance they need. If there's any way we could get around the speaker, we will do so.
And a pair of NFL stars had tremendous days Sunday afternoon. Minnesota running back Dalvin Cook exploded in the Vikings' 28-22 win over Green Bay. Cook scored four times, running for 163 yards. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 416 yards and five touchdowns in a 35-9 destruction of the New York Jets. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.